Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
And very exciting because the World Cup is going to be kicking off 1 a.m. for most people Friday morning. Australia obviously playing France this weekend. How do you think we're looking ahead of the World Cup, Mark Schwarzer? You've played in a couple yourself. How's the Aussie squad looking this time around?
I think they're looking pretty good. I was over in Turkey a couple of weeks ago with Optus Sport covering their whole training camp, and there were reminiscence of 2006 under Gus Hiddink, that environment, the atmosphere. The guys were still very, very tense because there were 27 players in camp. They were still dropping four players. So you could see the tension was there. You could see the intensity at training. The guys were physically and mentally on edge because they were being pushed to, you know, the extreme levels. And but it was a really good vibe. The guys were quietly confident. And now, obviously, the cut's been made. The guys can now get their head down, or have been able to get their head down. The games have gone well, I think. The Hungary game wasn't our best performance. However, it was more about the result and the fact that they're at the end of the preparation. So these guys are mentally and physically at their wit's end. And it's all tapered so that they get to a point where they're near bursting. They're near right at the end. And then from that period after the last game against Hungary up to the first game against France, they taper off a lot and they start to be more specific in their training. They start to then really concentrate and try and break down France in their various training exercises that they do.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. There are a few calls coming through as well. People have some questions for you.
Anthony, giving us a buzz now. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You got a question for Mark? Hit us.
Yeah. Just curious what sort of music he listened to pre-game to get himself all pumped up.
Yeah, see, obviously I'm a bit of the older generation. It was normally a couple of guys that were in charge of the stereo or the music, the iPod, whatever, in the change room. So it was really about, I mean, the one thing that comes to mind is, you know, G6.
The song G6. Like a G6.
Like a G6. Song, really?
And that was because it was right sort of like, what was it, pre-2014, that whole campaign, Lucas Neal was in charge of the music.
What?
The
Lucas Neal was putting G6 on?
Yeah, so that was That's one of the songs that actually just sticks in my head. So it was just a mixture that everybody was kind of happy with. It was a whole lot of different songs.
And right, they're obviously any real Socceroo fan. Like that was the... That was the glory run, I feel like, 2006, that campaign, getting out of the group stages, scoring the first goal ever, the Japan game when we won 3-1, and then going forward, you know, unfortunately getting knocked out to Italy in the end.
Did you say Italy? They're not out of the World Cup, are they?
Well, they're not even in it this time, so suck it.
Mark Schwarzer in this morning talking about the World Cup, Australian hero. Mark, I was curious. Let's say, hypothetically, like obviously we want Australia to win, but if Australia don't make it to the pointy end, who would you put your money on?
Right, yeah, if asking the question right now, pre-tournament, Germany. You look at their squad. I know, obviously, they're reigning champions. The Confeds Cup last year, they were unbelievable with their second string side. Now they've got, obviously, their number one or first 23 players. They're a very young side, but a good mixture of experienced players in there. They're going to be really tough to beat. But you know what? There's any number of, I reckon, sort of 6 to 8 teams that could win it.
Right. Well, I think everyone's money is probably on Germany as well. Mm-hmm. One other question we had for you. Obviously, if Australia do get knocked out in the group stages or after that, what is it like from the two World Cups you went to when you're out and down on your luck? Is it just party time? Like, is Timmy Cahill going to be carving it up in Moscow when they get knocked out?
No, well, he's too old to do that now, isn't he? He wouldn't do something like that. When you get knocked out again, it really, I mean, obviously I had the two different experiences, once in Germany and then and obviously in South Africa. But you know, in Germany was a mixture of being devastated because we really felt that was an unbelievable opportunity that we'd missed. You know, Italy were down to 10 men in the second half, and we had so much possession, and we kind of felt very hard done by in the way that penalty, we went out and the penalty. So that was it was quite bitter the way it ended. However, there was also very quickly that followed was the satisfaction of accomplishing something very, very special. Like you mentioned, having scored our first goal, winning our first game in a World Cup, and then first time ever getting out of the group. So that was amazing. Whereas South Africa, we finished on the same points. The only difference was our first game. We lost to Germany 4-0.
Yeah.
As opposed to, if you take the direct comparison in Germany, when we played against Brazil, we only lost 2-0.
Yeah.
So on goal difference, we went through, whereas South Africa, we went out on goal difference. So that was really disappointing. Really, that was hard to take.
Yeah. Just like Casey is, that her dad probably didn't teach you soccer.
Mark, I know that we could talk to you all day. I know specifically Liam could pick your brain for hours and hours, but we should wrap this up. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, having a chat with with us. People can catch you commentating on the World Cup matches via Optus Sport online. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Also, how's this making you feel?
That's it. It's not memories. It's not memories, that is. That, seriously, that throws me into the change room.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.